This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hello, and thanks for listening to Land Grant Uncut. I'm Thomas Costello. Uncut's a podcast that shares with you full audio from Buckeyes press conferences featuring players and coaches. This episode features head coach Kevin McGuff, forward Cody McMahon, and guard Celeste Taylor. They spoke with the media following an 83-40 handling of Cornell Big Red. Coach McGuff discusses consistent scoring and where it's lacking in the team, along with an improved second quarter offensively and defensively. Taylor and McMahon talk about the big offensive day by Taylor, how today helped bench players incorporate into the starting five better, and where everyone's head is at going into next weekend's game against the Tennessee Volunteers. Before we get to the Buckeyes, though, if you haven't already, subscribe to Land Grant on your favorite podcast platform. Not only will you hear current football news and coverage, but more from the women and men's basketball teams. Here's Coach McGuff.
Coach, how are you doing? Congrats on the win.
Yeah, thank you.
Obviously a dominating performance, and I think a lot of people are going to be looking forward to Tennessee, but what do you think your team did really well today?
Well, I thought we had some really good moments. I was a little disappointed that we didn't sustain those moments for closer to 40 minutes. We had some stretches where our press was very effective. We executed, our aggression was good, and it resulted in a lot of turnovers and easy points for us.
Yeah, and I want to talk a little about Diana Collins. I mean, just another Ohio State, seems like she's fitting the Ohio State guard archetype, a great defensive guard, and then another aggressive shooter as well.
Yeah, no, she's got a chance to be really good here. Now, in today, I thought she played well. She just didn't finish shots she normally makes, so she could have had a huge day today.
And second quarter this year has been tough. You talk about consistent shooting after the last game. Was going into halftime, was that the focus, like, hey, have a strong second quarter?
Yeah, no doubt. We we didn't play good in either quarter in the Bahamas or against USC, and so we certainly want to be way more consistent throughout the game, and I thought we responded coming out of at the end of the first quarter really well and played a good second quarter.
And defensively in the second quarter, I think it's the second best quarter in program history, only allowing 2 points. You talk about the defense for that?
Yeah, no, we need to get better defensively, and so we've been emphasizing that in practice and just talking about the things that we have to get better at, so I think it showed there that we've been emphasizing that.
And for Celeste Taylor, I know point scoring has not been there, but today it's an example of what she does on offense. She had 7 assists to 6 different Buckeyes players. Can you talk about how huge she is?
Yeah, no, she's a great player. She sees the floor really well. She shares the ball. And not only is she sharing the ball, but she's throwing good passes, which usually lead to good shots.
And is that what you're looking for from Celeste, or are you hoping also the point scoring will come around at some point?
Yeah, I think she will. I mean, she's a really talented player, and as she gets more comfortable with how we play, I think you'll see the points go up.
And then with Emma, last year, 31 appearances, she had two games with multiple threes. Now this year, she got three games already with multiple threes. Is this the Emma you're expecting to see and putting her maybe closer to the, you know, earlier parts of the games when it's on the line?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we need that. We lost one of the best three-point shooters we've ever had here in Taylor Mikesell, and we're not going to make up with that with one person, but we need multiple people to step up, and Emma being one of them.
And what's the I know it's early, the game just ended, but what are you kind of focusing on this week in practice heading now to Tennessee?
Well, I think early in the week we'll just focus on ourselves and just try to get better at us. And then when we get later in the week, we'll start to focus on Tennessee. They're a really talented team that's going to be a great environment, so we know this is going to be a big challenge for us.
Do you have any questions?
Okay. Perfect.
Thanks,
thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Congrats on the win today. Celeste, you had a big game with assists. I mean, 7 assists with 6 different Buckeyes. How did you feel about this game and overall how you're gelling offensively?
Yeah, I think obviously it takes time with new pieces. But I think so far, you know, we're moving the ball really well, helping our teammates get open looks. I mean, the way teams are playing us, it's kind of hard to have 5 great defenders out there to guard everybody on the floor because we are so versatile and we can do a lot of different things. But overall, I mean, it's going well. So, I mean, I just enjoy passing the ball. So being able to have teammates who can hit shots and not dribble when I pass it to them, it's pretty cool.
And talking about consistent scoring, that's been something that's come up over the last few games. Especially bringing in players from the bench and integrating them into the starters and still not losing a step on offense. How do you feel today kind of helped getting more reps with that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like games like this, you know, it kind of helps us just because we kind of get to switch up, you know, our lineups and stuff like that and just kind of, you know, use our pieces that we have in different areas. And I feel like it gives a lot of people opportunity on the bench to kind of show where they're strong at and stuff like that. So I feel like games like this are really used, like, just for us to kind of, you know, kind of help us gel better together, honestly, and kind of help our chemistry as well, and just like counting on each other as well on the floor.
And Emma Shumate, her shooting's been coming around. Last year, everyone talked about how great of a shooter she is, and this year she's really showing that in a few opportunities. Talk about her improvement that you've seen on the court.
Yeah, she's... Go ahead. I mean, shooting is a mental thing, and she kind of started off rough just in practice, but I mean, just her consistency to get in the gym and shoot the ball, you know, everybody... all our teammates, like all of us, are constantly telling her, like, if you're open, shoot it. Like, we have faith that you're going to hit it, you know, because we see the work that she puts in and we've seen her hit shots. So, I mean, just her being in the gym and getting those shots up and then coming out and being defended as a shooter. I mean, I know on the scout they're definitely saying that she's a shooter and she's still hitting those shots and knocking them down and taking advantage of the role that she's getting given and the time that she's given. So I'm really happy for her and proud of her.
And then this week, Tennessee's coming up. Just how are you feeling about that matchup? And what are you looking to focus on individually as a team going into this week?
I mean, nothing different. You know, they're just the next team ahead of us, no matter if they're Tennessee or Cornell. I mean, just the next team ahead of us. We're not changing our game plans. And it's really just staying together as a team that's going to get us through.
It's definitely going to be an exciting game. They definitely have a great atmosphere over there. I've been able to play there once in my career. So just knowing that, you know, we're going to bring a good team in there, and they're going to be a great team, you know, just a top 25 matchup. Going to be live, and we're excited to play, but we're happy we get the opportunity to showcase the work that we put in over here and play against great competition.
I want to talk a little about the defense. You, I mean, with such a dominant defensive overall like starting lineup and just running so deep on bench too, you guys have run several different schemes in full court press. I mean, coming out 2-2-1 and then kind of switching it up and going 1-2-2 sometimes as well, mm-hmm. and blitzing the ball. What do you guys think has been working the best for you guys this season?
I think it's a mixture of all of them. You know, different teams have different ways to break a press. So then throwing different things at them is difficult because they can't prepare for every single thing. And at the end of the day, you know, defense is beating people to the spot and being able to read. And I think we have a lot of people who can be placed in different positions to be able to do that. So, I mean, it's just fun out there, just flying around, and you know that everybody else is going to fly around with you. But I think it's just a mixture of everything. You know, the coaches do a really good job of telling us when we got to get back, when we shouldn't press, or, you know, just whatever's happening in the game during that time. But it's, I think it's been a mixture of all the different presses that we have and the defenses that we have that's helped us.
How much do you guys drop back? After the full court press, how much do you guys drop back into a man versus zone? What do you think has been working, I mean, the best there too?
I mean, I think a lot, mostly this whole season, we've played a lot of man. Unless we were in foul trouble, maybe we showed a quick zone. But I think just we like to pressure the ball, and I think being in man helps that a lot. And just being able to move. And everybody can guard different positions. You know, you have the same versatility you do on the offensive end. So just flying around. But we've shown a lot of man, I guess, and that's what we're going to show, I guess, for the rest of the year, unless anything changes and we have to switch it up. But we can get better, and we are going to get better because there is a lot more work to do defensively in that half court. But, you know, we're just going to take strides and learn from one game at a time.